Hello, this is Chris Nelson for EvolveConsciousness.org. I'm going to be reading a short post on survival, choice, and morality to explain the difference between survival and choice and morality, because they are not the same thing. Your choice for survival can lead to morality, or it can lead to immorality. Survival and choice does not dictate morality. Morality is supposed to dictate your choice for survival. If you want to survive and make any choice and do whatever you want, well, that doesn't make it moral. This is what people don't understand. This was published on the 12th of December, 2014. Imagine three exaggerated, quote, survival scenarios to illustrate a point. One, stuck on an island with only humans, no other animals. You can only eat other humans. Stuck on an island with only non-human animals, you can only eat other animals. Stuck on an island with only plants and no animals, you can only eat plants. Of these three survival scenarios, which is most immoral and which is least immoral? Plants are not animals. You can choose to do anything. A choice does not equate to morality. Someone's right to live their life, which is all animals, has precedence over our imagined, quote, need to take what belongs to others. This is greed, psychopathy, predatory domination. So it's thinking, you got what I want and I'm going to take it. That's what all animal theft is about. That's what all the animal immorality is about. You have what I want, and I will take it because I can, because might makes right, because my choice dictates morality, because I'm an arbiter of truth, an arbiter of morality. I'm a delusional god who thinks that they can dictate what morality is. I'm a moral relativist, and I don't recognize objective morality. That's what you're doing. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should, must, need, etc. These are basics of morality for higher order consciousness, causal agents. If you fail to recognize this, you'll never understand objective morality. Choice or survival does not dictate morality. When you put morality first in your life, as the real most important capital, then morality is your choice, morality is your means of survival. What matters most is what actually happened that you are responsible for. Intent matters in some respect, whether you know what you are doing or wanted to do what resulted, but less than what actually happened, what actually manifested into reality by your own action. Whether you intended it or not, what you create is what you create. And there's an aspect of, well, did you do it on purpose or was it just an honest mistake? And it won't happen again because you didn't even want it to happen. The road to hell is paved with, quote, good intentions. There is no escape from the effect you created and the consequences it created for others and also for yourself. Cause and effect is the prime ratio, 1:1. Divergence from moral alignment is a choice. Failure to recognize the choice is no excuse for engagement in an action. We can learn about natural moral laws of the consequences to our behavior, to know right action from wrong action, through interaction with other human animals and their behavior, along with interaction with other animals and their behavior. Our thought is very powerful, but is deadened to a large degree in most individuals. It needs to be harnessed with use. Calculate all the time you work, sleep, cook, watch TV, take care of others, etc., and you will see that your average 70 years of life only leaves you with 15 years to learn and think. And that is if you are actually thinking properly and learning properly, which most people have a hard time doing. But the tools of learning and the trivium method, can help ameliorate this issue. How much of those 15 years are you using to seek truth and morality? Where do you spend your time and attention? What is your capital? Very important questions. I have increased my number by a year or two, maybe by not working much or having the quote standard life people have, but I have not used it previously as I currently do. So I have in the last few years, in the last 8 years or so, you know, I don't have the standard life, I don't do the things that normal people do. So I've increased the amount of time that I have available, and I've actually increased the time that I actually do spend on learning and thinking and processing reality. So I've actually increased how much time I've spent in the search of truth. Time is precious, very precious. That's why it's a quote spiritual currency. It's a very important currency in life. Time and attention, the most two important currencies for us to produce our actions based on the time and attention and learning that will affect what we accept as reality and what we understand in reality and what beliefs we have and then what actions we take as a result. Be careful where you spend it and what you pay attention to. Evolving consciousness is relative to time and attention spent on learning about quality knowledge. Truth takes time. Unfortunately, due to the tangled web of information that overloads most people's capacity to sift through and discern accurately. So it takes a lot of time to get through the truth because it's not like, oh, well, here's the truth, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It takes a lot of time because there's a tangled web of information that overloads most people's capacity to sift through and discern accurately. Such is a burden of seeking truth. It's not an easy road. It's not the wide gate, it's the narrow road. You have to take up your cross and bear it. And then you can cross over and pass over into the real afterlife, into real immortality of being really alive. From being formally an unthinking drone, just living in the cycle of birth and life, to survival, procreation, enjoying life, pleasure seeking, the pleasure principle trap, and then death. And then everyone just keeps repeating. To break out of that, you need to think independently, think for yourself, learn how to think, learn how to process reality, seek truth is the beginning. You have to care for truth and morality. So that's the end of the article, little post, I mean. Thank you for your time and attention. Have a nice day. Take care. Peace.